Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 19th chapter. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold, your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold, your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled: "Not one of his bones will be broken." And again another scripture says, "They will look on him whom they have pierced." After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb, which no one had yet been laid. So, because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jacob May from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hampton, Virginia.
Every day is a day filled with blessings from God. At any point in time, you can walk out your front door and see the fingerprints of God at work throughout his wonderful creation. You can see the light from the sun reflecting all of the gorgeous colors in the gardens. You can hear the beauty of the birds singing in the trees and feel the chill of the cool wind. God has placed us in this creation, and it is filled with so many blessings. Some days it's easier to see those blessings than others. For instance, when a child is born, we thank God for his goodness. We praise him for this new gift of life that's in our midst. We celebrate the joy of this little person that he has given to us. Every little sound of laughter, every coo the child makes, every breath that you feel against your cheek as you hold the child close is a reminder of the breath of God that breathed creation into existence. Creation is filled with so many blessings. But at the same time, we know that it is a fallen creation. Ever since Adam and Eve tasted the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, creation has never been the same. Yes, it is still a creation filled with blessings, but some days are harder to see the blessings than others. Some days we can easily see the curse rather than the cure. One of the hardest things for people to do is walk into a funeral home. As one does, you are immediately reminded of the curse of sin. We are given life, a life filled with many blessings, but when that life has run its course, the power of the curse shows itself in full force. And when the life is finished, we breathe our last and die. As you walk up to a casket, one can be filled with mixed emotions. We might remember the gift, the blessings that this person was and is, and we might smile, but at the same time, we certainly mourn. For we see the effects that sin has had on this loved one. We feel the effects of the sinful rebellion, and we groan, looking for peace and comfort. At first glance, John 19 might not seem like much of a comfort. In fact, it may look more like a reminder of a world filled with sin. Here we read about the suffering of this Jesus from Nazareth. The man who was able to open the eyes of the blind, allowed the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, and he even raised the dead back to life. But this man who proclaimed the kingdom of God, even he seems to be overcome by the curse as well. After all, doesn't he cry out, "It is finished"? He does, and it is finished. But Jesus is certainly not speaking these words as an admission of defeat. Instead, these three words are a proclamation of victory. While these words come within a difficult chapter, we hear of Jesus being mocked, we read of his scourging, we hear about a crucifixion and breathing his last breath. But these words are for us to see how Jesus is going to give you and me the victory. These words show us how blessed we really are. Nails can't take away the victory. A crown of thorns cannot win. A torturous scourging cannot stop him. Not even when Jesus breathes his last. Not even when his heart stops beating. No, it is finished. Sin, death, and the power of the devil is finished. He has won. And so have you. Romans 6 states, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. He has won. You have won. It is finished." And so we can truly say that every day is a blessing from God. Whether we are looking at the beauty of creation, or even if we are facing death, we are blessed with hope. Because even if death does its worst, God will still do his best. We will be raised. It is indeed finished. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jacob May from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hampton, Virginia, for today's meditation on God's Word.